Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, everybody. The entire Trump administration is struggling to defend the Iran war, and their polling is in free fall. But I want to dig in on one specific player who is making you and I less safe on a daily basis in a noticeable manner. Our FBI director, Kash Patel, has been the subject of leak after leak after leak, all detailing one specific pattern: how his alleged alcoholism is negatively affecting his job on a day-to-day basis, and now we have story after story after story of his decades-long alcoholism. That is our FBI director. I kind of miss the days when I didn't really know our FBI director's name. I guess I always knew it because I was paying attention, but I didn't really know or think about the FBI director on a daily basis in a meaningful sense. Now, I'm worried about the FBI director's personal habits and routines and how that affects our counterterrorism operation at a time when we are sparking more wars in the Middle East. It is an absolute mess, and we are all less safe for it. So this leads me to ask a simple question. Do you feel safer off than you did 4 years ago? I certainly do not. The United States is engaged in more wars than we were engaged in when Biden left office. When Biden left office, he had pulled us out of Afghanistan. That had really calmed down. Yes, it was messy, but he had pulled us out. Donald Trump is getting us into more wars and spending billions, tens of billions, soon to be trillions of dollars on the military budgets, and we need to be calling this out. The Trump administration has also been subject to a crazy amount of leaks over the past few months. Increasingly so, we're seeing more and more leaks coming from staffers or people close to Donald Trump, and this led to Susie Wiles, the chief of staff, often named the Ice Maiden. It led to her sending out an email saying, "Everybody, please stop leaking these stories." And then that email immediately got leaked to the press. Many of these leaks have been about Kash Patel himself, our FBI director, who, again, we shouldn't have to be thinking about in any meaningful way. We shouldn't have to be thinking about our FBI director's personal habits, but every single time he hops on camera and gets grilled, it does not look good for him. Let's start off with this Fox News hit that he did about 3 weeks ago. In this hit, he gets asked about the stories about his girlfriend and about the fact that the FBI has been spying on an Atlantic reporter for digging into Kash Patel's alcoholism. I'm not making this up. It is well known that the Atlantic has been attacked by the FBI, and a specific reporter from the Atlantic has been trailed, stalked, and, you know, attacked by specific FBI agents. Sarah Fitzpatrick is her name, because she reported on concerns about Kash Patel's drinking and behavior. So let's start here.
You know, I'm hesitant to ask you this next question, but I think you might want an opportunity to respond, only because with the New York Times, I remember there wasn't one, but there were two articles written about me. Of my mother or my grandmother, I don't remember exactly, listen to Sean Hannity's advice on COVID, they'd be dead. And I went to my lawyer, wanted to sue them. I was really pissed off. And at the end of the day, we decided not to go forward with it. But it was such a blatant lie. And I'm reading that they're going after you, that you used the FBI because you didn't like a story about your girlfriend. And is there any truth to that? Because I've known you a long time. It just doesn't sound like you.
Absolutely not. The reality is, and thanks, Sean, is that this same reporter delivered a baseless story which caused a direct threat of life to my girlfriend. And that's not me saying. This individual has been charged, arrested, and is in court. And he said, as a direct result of the New York Times reporting, he wanted to take a rifle and canoe my girlfriend's face. We are going to protect not only me and my loved ones, but every American that is threatened.
Wait a minute. Okay, so Kash Patel barely even denies it, but he does something called jumping to justification. He immediately begins justifying why it would be actually okay if he took the action he's being accused of, rather than fully denying the accusation. He's saying, yeah, but, you know, he put me in danger. Look at what he did. I'm going to invoke an emotional reaction to make you feel that it's justified, even if I did do it, which he clearly did do it. Really quickly, let me just read this. Nearly 3 weeks after The Atlantic reported that some government officials were alarmed by FBI Director Kash Patel's behavior, including conspicuous inebriation and unexplained absences, MS Now reported this morning that the Bureau has launched a criminal leak investigation that focuses on The Atlantic reporter who wrote the story, Sarah Fitzpatrick. This is very real. Kash Patel is barely even denying it before jumping to justification.
And the baseless New York Times came in over the top today and tried to delete that past reporting, refused to accept our comments, and refused to turn the attention to the actual court pleadings and the myriad of threats that have resulted to me and mine based on this baseless reporting. But here's the thing. Me and mine are like you and President Trump. We're as tough as they come. We're not going to stand down. We're not going to take it a knee on this one.
And then he has to go into glazing Donald Trump because he knows his job is on the ropes. And really quickly, with the constant lying and lack of transparency of this administration, I want to encourage you all to protect yourself when you're using the internet. A lot of people don't realize that their email is basically the backbone of their digital identity and work identity. Your bank accounts, applications, passwords, subscriptions all root back to your email, and it's how you're recognized online. So with a lot of major providers, your email can actually be monitored in slight ways. Messages can be scanned, or AI tools can track your behavior patterns. That's why I love what Proton Mail is doing. Proton Mail is built entirely around privacy. Your inbox is not for sale. Nobody can monitor it. It's entirely encrypted. No ads, no tracking, no scanning, and it makes your entire identity more secure and private. So try Proton Mail for free by using my link, proton.me/BP/AdamMockler. One more time, you can get Proton Mail for free if you go to proton.me/BP/AdamMockler. Thank you to Proton and thank you to you all. Here's Tim Dillon, comedian, barely trusts our administration.
Yeah, do we trust Pete Hegseth to handle this? Do we trust Kash Patel to handle the maybe domestic retaliation attacks that might come if Iran has sleeper cells here, which some people say they have? Do we trust Kash Patel to be on top of it?
Simple question. Do you feel safer than you did 4 years ago with these people in charge? For me, the answer is no. You know, I got an email recently saying, Adam, stop playing the video of Kash Patel drinking and, you know, cheering. He said, someone in the email said, like, it's annoying and it doesn't prove a point. False. This proves the exact point that we want to drive home. This is an administration full of incompetent goons who are making us less safe on a daily basis. It is very easy to see based on this video. And in fact, make sure you drop a like if you want to help boost this imagery. Drop a like if you want to help boost our pro-democracy message. And make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. Tim Miller from The Bulwark says, quote, I'm going to believe the nine sources in The Atlantic over the liars in this administration, but to each their own. And he's basically giving his take on this, saying they had nine separate sources they verified and vetted. Kash Patel is not bringing this to court. He's just attacking people via the FBI, which is disgusting. We also got a new leaked story about Kash Patel getting arrested twice involving incidents of alcohol, once for public intoxication and once for public urination after leaving a bar. He admitted in a 2005 letter about disclosures in his Florida bar application. His letter obtained by The Intercept was part of Patel's personnel file at the Miami-Dade Public Defender's Office where he once worked. The document, written per instruction of his lawyer, describes incidents of alcohol-related indiscretions, not uncommon for those in their teens and 20s. 2 decades later, as Patel pushes back against allegations that drinking is impairing his leadership of the nation's top law enforcement agency, those arrests show how Patel's alcohol use has been subjected to scrutiny for his entire professional life. One incident recounted by Patel in 2005... it was about 4 months before he wrote the letter. He said, quote, we went to a few of the local bars and consumed some alcoholic drinks. When they went home, they made a bad decision. In a gross deviation from appropriate conduct, we attempted to relieve our bladders while walking home. Before we could even do so, a police cruiser stopped the group. We were then arrested for public urination and fined. Now, let's jump to the present day reporting. This is very important. Nowadays, they said the problems with this conduct go well beyond what has been previously known regarding our FBI director, not just some random person, our FBI director, and include both conspicuous inebriation, and unexplained absences. His behavior has often alarmed officials at the FBI and the DOJ, even as he won support from the White House for his eager participation in Trump's efforts. Of course he did. He's always glazing Trump on TV. Several officials told me that Patel's drinking has been a recurring source of concern across the government. On multiple occasions in the past year, members of his security detail had difficulty waking Patel because he was seemingly intoxicated, according to information supplied to DOJ and White House officials. A request for breaching equipment normally used by SWAT and hostage rescue teams to quickly gain entry was asked for, but they never ended up using it. Trump's administration is falling apart. Listen to this interview.
A woman named Katie Talento, if I'm saying her name correctly, who recently stated that in 2017 she worked for you, and her job was to keep Bobby Kennedy as far from the West Wing as possible after you had agreed to a vaccine safety commission. Did you know about that? She's published on that the last couple of days. She says she's apologizing for that, basically. Did you know that at the time, that there was somebody supposedly tasked with keeping Bobby Kennedy away?
No, I didn't. He's doing a good job. I think Bobby, people love him. I didn't know about that.
Do you think there should be a vaccine safety commission?
A commission on what?
Vaccine safety, something to examine, something like
look,
he proposed back then.
I believe in vaccines, but I don't believe that, you know, you have to have a mandate for all of them. The polio vaccine's amazing. It's, you know, wiped it out. And I believe in vaccines, but, you know, I think we were up to 88 vaccines. And I really feel that vaccines, if they were given in smaller quantities, they want to cut some out, and that's good, too. And
this guy knows nothing about vaccines whatsoever. Please do not listen to this man about vaccines. I want to end this off by showing Kash Patel's newest grift.
Sued against us.
By the Atlantic.
And this week, our reporter, Sarah Fitzpatrick, reported that Patel has been commissioning and distributing Kash Patel-branded bourbon bottles. Here's one of them, actually. This is something that we acquired. This is the first use of a prop on Washington Week in approximately 60 years, by the way.
Did the director give you his?
No, we are not discussing where this came from, but it is real. Mm-hmm. It is absolutely real. John, let's talk about how this sort of behavior and these kind of stories in another kind of administration would be dealt with.
Oh, I mean, he would have been gone long ago. I mean, and not just well beyond we got to this particular moment, and it is a magnificent prop there in front of you, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
You know, even in Trump 1.0, he probably wouldn't have had patience for this. We know he was prone to a lot of turnover.
Dude, this is crazy. They call it the liquor cabinet for a reason. It is quite literally the liquor cabinet. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, it would mean the world if you drop a blue heart, subscribe below, go to adammockler.com, subscribe there. I love you all. Peace out.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers. And $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.